Now, I've also got a question here from David Compton, who says, how fast would a bullet need to leave a gun in order to get into space? Well, the forum has actually come to our rescue to answer this one, nakedscientist.com/forum. There's a terrific answer. RD points out that anything leaving the Earth to get into space needs to be travelling at escape velocity. That means 11.2 kilometres per second. And to put that into perspective, even a high-powered assault rifle probably fires things only at about 1 kilometre per second. So it's running significantly too slow in order to achieve escape velocity. And it also doesn't take into account air resistance. But there's a very good answer from Bored Chemist, because one thing to consider here is, well, what about if we just build a very powerful rocket and fire something from Earth? Well, he says there's a limit to how far you can get something to go and how fast you can get it to go using a gun. The projectile is driven by hot gases produced by the explosion, but the gas is made of molecules and they have a range of velocities. The hotter the gas, the higher the average velocity. To a fair approximation, the average speed of the molecules is the speed of sound in that gas. And once a projectile is moving faster than that, the gas molecules will get left behind, so they can no longer push on the projectile to make it go faster. So by fudging the issue and using hot light gases like helium, for example, you could make it go a bit faster, but there's no way that you'll get to escape velocity. So sorry about that, David. Well, that's pretty much all we've got time for this week. I must say a very big thank you to our contributors, Susan Lee, Carolyn Crawford, Alyssa Goodman and David Thilker. I also need to say thank you to our wonderful production team at The Naked Scientist, Ben Valsler, Diana O'Carroll, Mira Senthingham and Dave Ansell. Next week, we'll be talking about the science of comedy and music and finding out why laughter is so addictive. If you have any questions about that or you just want to say hi, you can drop us an email, chris@thenakedscientist.com. Thanks for listening and goodbye.
The Naked Scientist podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientist.com.